Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's Bobby. How you doing?
Hi, Bobby. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Sorry I didn't respond. I just got out of a meeting.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
So it's Carol Asada that we need to address.
Okay. This is for Mustang, right?
What's that?
This is for Mustang Construction. I just want to pull that deal up in front of me.
Oh, shoot. I'm on a Laura Morlock email. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
A little disheveled. I got so much to do after being in a stupid meeting for an hour.
Oh, I know.
Meetings.
It's like
they so ruined my day.
I feel like they're, you know, less productive than helpful, you know?
Of course, because you're away from your computer for an hour. You go back to your computer and you got 2 hours worth of catch-up to do.
Exactly.
It makes no sense. Okay. So Mustang Construction Group.
I guess I was just looking for the decline reason here.
Mm-hmm.
We've only got one approval now, and it's only for about $70K. And then another decline came through from BizFi saying the customer doesn't deposit enough. I think, like, I average, they only do about 3 to 4 deposits a month. But, you know, that's kind of common for construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. But we have that kind of criteria in place, but we barely exercise it.
Uh-huh.
But primarily, the biggest criteria bump here is, the issue here is... We typically, we have for construction, trucking, and other various business types,
mm-hmm.
we have annual revenue requirements.
Okay.
Meaning, if they're not doing $500K a year, we go ahead and we pass on them, because a lot of the little construction guys are more like handymen, or... they haven't been performing well in the profile, so...
Right, they're just not, like, an established business, or
correct.
Don't do enough volume.
Well, I think your established business thing was right. It by not doing that much volume, it just shows that you really don't have any infrastructure to your business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
One guy, two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this one was declined. The guy had an excellent credit score and great time in business, but... it just didn't meet the annual requirement,
okay.
Annual revenue.
Would you be able to let me know what the annual revenue requirements are for, like, those industries you just mentioned? Or does it kind of vary?
It varies.
Okay.
But 500K is a nice benchmark for you to use.
Okay. Would that 500K...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Does that apply to trucking and construction, you would say?
Yes.
Just so I know for future. Okay.
Yes. And I'm also looking at the NICS code on this one.
Okay.
And it says residential building construction.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that this gentleman doesn't do much more than homes. Now,
right.
That being said, residential... remodeling and residential building construction is on the it's on the restricted list.
Okay.
So that's another reason, this one. So it's the annual revenue and the business type.
Okay. So you guys are fine with commercial building, obviously.
Yes.
But residential is a little bit, yeah, it's not accepted. Got it.
Correct. And again, okay. For the same reason. They just don't perform well in our profile, and that's how we're basing everything we do now.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bobby. I'm learning, you know, a lot of good stuff, and hopefully I can screen these deals appreciately next time. I just thought, we've seen
sure,
the construction approvals from you before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you, was Grant calling me to get an update on, because I wasn't replying to you, or does he want to talk to me about something else?
I can ask him right now. He's sitting right
okay.
next to me, so just give me a second.
Cool. Thank you, Amy.
No problem.
Did you need to talk to Bobby about something?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask him if he wants to talk to you. He just got out of a meeting.
Okay.
Grant actually has, I think, a different deal that he has a question about.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting right here. I can pass my headset to him if you're able to speak to him right now.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bobby.
Amy.
Have a good Friday and have a good weekend if I don't talk to you.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Hey there, Bobby. How are you doing?
Good. How have you been?
I've been doing pretty well. It's Friday too, so I'm quite excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just had a quick question on a deal that I haven't submitted yet because I saw that a BFS inquiry came up on their credit report right before I was about to send it over. I was just wondering maybe before I submitted and caused more inquiries or anything, if you could let me know what happened with the deal. The name of the deal is called Fusion Hotel Management. It's a San Diego company, actually. They're right around us, so.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is under another ISO manager's number, and I don't have access, but what I can tell you from the limited access that I see, it says two manager declined for competitor balance. Mm-hmm. So, that being said, he must not have been getting approved for enough money to split fund his comp balance.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I figured. He's been getting kind of declined everywhere. Competitor balance too high. All right, well, that's really all I was looking for. I didn't want to, send it over and, cause a riff. But, hey, thanks very much for the information. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, too, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Grant. You, too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye for now.
All right, bye.